This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I am so thrilled that you guys decided to join us today because we know we just launched a brand new year, 2018. I mean, I'm excited, folks. I don't know how you feel right now, but I'm excited because it's almost like hitting the refresh button. And this refresh button lets us know that, you know what, old things have passed away. 2017 might have been a year of discouragement, might have been a year where things just failed, might have been a year where you tried and you tried and you tried and it just didn't work out. But you know what's great about a new year, a new decade, a new experience, a new reality, the dawning of a new day, a new way of presentation, where you can present now to your life afresh and anew, a new finish line, a new road to walk down. You've got the potentiality and the creativeness to be able to start again. And so I want to encourage you in this new year, first and foremost, in 2018, jumpstart your life right now. Create the things that you want your life to be. There's an old saying, and it says, I'm not trying to find myself, I'm trying to create myself. Now, even though we look at that and we say, well, that sounds very interesting, we tend to forget sometimes that life will, and religion's a big factor that plays within the role of life, that always separates us from everything that we're trying to get our hands on. It always separates us to say, you're going to have to do this work in order to get this. You need to go here in order to get that. You know, you go to the altar to get Christ. You know, you go to this place to get this. But truth be told, folks, you know what? You already have it all inside of you. We don't have to go to some altar. We don't have to go to some place to get Christ, to find God. You know what? All we have to do is, like the Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. It's about where you are creating from a new habitation that you are creating. And that means I can say right now anything I want in the sense of asking God. I can proclaim, I can decree, I can speak forth life and death out of my tongue. And no matter where I am in my life, if I'm in the ditch, if I'm in the pits of hell, if I'm on the mountaintop, if I'm on the top of the pinnacle, you know, it doesn't matter because I can create an environment no matter where I am to say, I say today, this is going to happen. I decree today. And yet here's the great thing about the kingdom of God is I have the right to say, God, I need your help. I need your advice. And at any given moment, in that present now moment, God shows up. And it doesn't mean that God never did show up before, because you can't separate God from me, and you can't separate God from you. You can't separate God from His creation. God is omniscient, omnipresent. So when we're dealing with co-creating a God, we realize no matter what my state of beingness is right at that moment, no matter what my state of consciousness is at that moment, no matter what I'm thinking, no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I have the power to make a paradigm shift instantly, in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, to shift the way I think, to shift the way I talk, and say, I decree today that this is going to be a brand new season for me. And bam, all of a sudden, guess what? Everything begins to shift according to thy word. According to the word that comes out of your mouth, because you have the power of life and death in your mouth. And knowing that we have that potentiality, that creative ability, those gifts, those talents, those callings, the power, the anointing, everything that you ever have tried to seek outwardly, guess what? You need to seek inwardly. It's all in you already. Everything in life you're trying to find is already found inside of you. I'm not looking outside of myself to find something that brings me joy or pleasure or tries to find something that completes me. I already have all things that pertain to life and godliness. So I have everything I have ever desired, needed, or wanted. Anything I ever have had, anything I'm going to be needing in the future, guess what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have it all. It's all in me right now. Because the Good Shepherd, God Himself, dwells inside of me. And I am made in His image. I'm made in His likeness. That means that likeness, that imagery, is what I possess. The visual, having an eye to see and an ear to hear, is what I claim, I confess, because I do possess it already. As I confess it, I'm just confessing from a place of already possessing it. And so my confession comes after my possession, which means I already know I possess it. I just need to confess that I already know that I have it. And so from that standpoint, life begins to shift for me, which means at any given moment, I can start creating. And so life is not about finding myself because I don't know where I am. Have you ever really truly talked to a person and they say, I don't know where I am. I don't know where to find myself. And you want somebody to say, you do know you're standing right in front of me, don't you? Hello, you do know you're right here, you know, on this sidewalk talking to me. And even though that might sound a little silly, because to that person you're thinking, you do know you're right here, truth be told, we should listen to that. It might sound a little sarcastic when somebody tells us that, but truth be told, you are right here. You are right here, which means you are where you need to be right now. You're saying that from an inward point of view instead of the expression or the visual of someone outside of you saying, but you don't realize you're standing in front of me. I already see you. So it's interesting when someone outwardly can look at you and say, man, you look like you got it together. Man, you're right before me. I see what you're doing. I see your action. I see what you currently got finished working on, whatever. Because you recognize that when someone outwardly knows where we are, now you might say, well, Jeremy, that really doesn't talk about the inward side of finding myself. And I would agree, but I would also disagree. Because where you are right now is where you need to start. Where you are bodily right now is where you need to begin. Which means all you've got to do is do the same exact thing inwardly. I have the power to begin again right now. And how I begin again is not trying to find myself because I'm not lost. I'm not a lost puppy going down the street. I am right here. And when I come to the realization I am right here, that means I can begin again inwardly because I can begin again also outwardly. And so as I begin again right now, how do I begin again? I don't begin again from something that previously did not work for me. And what previously did not work for me is when I found myself trying to find myself. Are you with me? When I try to find myself looking for myself, that's where I kept on going around and around and around and around like a dog chasing its tail. And so what happens is you realize if that didn't work for me, I need to try something different, try something new. Maybe you've been sent to this podcast. Maybe you've been sent to these type of messages to understand if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Then get the word want and I'm craving and I'm longing for, I'm looking for, I don't have. Get all those terminologies out of you. Get them all out of you and just cast them away from you. Because what you need to be saying is, I already have. I know what I'm after. I know what I want. And here's what you do. You might say, well, Jeremy, from deep inside of me, I really don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm just saying something, but yet I don't know what's in me. Here's what you have to do. You fake it till you make it. Hear me out now. You fake it till you make it. What does that mean? It means you say it. You call those things to be not as though they were. Because truth be told, it already is. Are you with me? Truth be told, it already is. So you're calling those things that be not as though it was because it truly is already existing inside of you. Just because you can't see it outwardly and the action is not outwardly where you find yourself doing it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. What you realize is inside of me, I have it in me. But here's the problem. For so many years or months or decades, you have suppressed it to where you feel as if you don't possess it. When you suppress it, then you know what? You're going to feel as if you don't own it. And if you suppress it, that means you're going to feel as if you don't possess it. And so when you see it from that angle, you realize, wait a minute, what if I truly take a step of faith? What if I truly believe that I really do hear what Jeremy's saying and I really do possess it? Because if you're made in God's image and likeness, that means you have the DNA of God in you. That seed of righteousness is in you. That seed of fruitfulness, that seed of co-creating is already in you. So whether you've ever consciously done it or not, it doesn't matter. You have it. Now what you have to do is start on a new road. Start a new path to a new way of looking at life and a new way of living. When you start looking at life differently, then your living atmosphere will begin to change automatically. Once you make a shift, and consciousness. Once you start looking at things from a different angle, a different point of view, here's what I would recommend to you. Look at it from the side in which I look at it. Look at it from the side in which I see it from. And the way I see it is, it's a done deal for me. I create my world. I create my environment. I create my day. And so it's not about Jeremy trying to find himself. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Where do I find myself? There's nowhere on planet Earth you will find yourself. I don't care if it's an altar. I don't care if it's standing before a priest. I don't care if you're standing before a monk. I don't care if you have thousands of hands laid upon you. It doesn't matter. You will never find yourself on this planet. The only place you ever find yourself is in the sanctuary, the temple in which you are. No, you're not, that you are the temple of the living God. And so the only place you can ever be truly found is right where you are right now. Isn't that powerful? Doesn't that bring such a peace to you to say, wow, I have been running around like crazy and the whole time, I've been right here the whole time. And what happens is you realize I'm not trying to find myself, I'm trying to create. I'm trying to reinvent the wheel in the sense of I'm trying to create something that builds upon my past and builds upon where I've recently been. And so what you do is you realize I already have a foundation because I'm already here. So now I just need to add to that foundation by creating what today looks like. Now you might say, well, what about the will of God? What does God want? Where does God play a role in this, Jeremy? That's a great question to ask. God plays the biggest role when you start being and mimicking God. See, it's not about, here's what people miss it. And I want you to hear me closely, folks. These are questions presented to me in life coaching, and it brings victory to people. When people say, well, where does God get the glory in all this? Where does God begin to play a role in this? If I'm creating everything, that sounds like I'm my own God. Not at all. You are mimicking God. Here's why I say this to you. What brings God more pleasure, more joy in the sense of honoring God is when you copy God and you act like God, when you do what God does. See, there's a difference between someone who can stand in church, and pardon me for saying this, folks, but it's true. If there's a difference in someone standing in church and just worshiping and praising God on the, you know, on the front row, and then after church, they, you know, they find themselves just always praising God, and yet they never create anything. They never manifest anything that's ever productive, or they never expand anything in their life, but they exist, that they're praising God. It's like saying, well, I'm here, but I'm praising God. That should be enough for God. It's not enough for God. Because you have to remember, if you want to honor somebody, then you want to be like that person, correct? How many of you truly have looked at actors, actresses, athletes, motivational speakers, preachers, teachers, whoever, prophets, and you've looked at them and you said, man, I want to be just like that. And so you mimic what they do. It's an expressive way of honor. That I believe what you do is so good, I want to be like that. And the only person we want to be like on planet Earth is God. And yet God doesn't, he's not really on planet Earth, even though he's all places at all times in all things. But it's that idea where you have to remember what brings someone honor and respect is to be like them and do what they do. As opposed to, well, I'm praising God, I'm worshiping God. Here's my thing. I'm not impressed. Folks, I've traveled all around the globe. I have spoken to government officials. I have been with some of the biggest Christian publishers on my books. I have traveled the world. I've seen things. I've preached in conferences, churches. I have businesses, multi-million-dollar businesses have called upon me and had me in their businesses to prophesy to their executives. And I've been there, done that. Had it all. And I still have it all, praise God, for whatever reason or how that looks as far as what God desires. But here's the difference, is through all of that, I've recognized that what really is important today is what I'm doing with myself right now, how I'm creating that world of being God as opposed to just finding myself just praising God. So here's the thing, you can praise God with your lips, and that's wonderful, and we should. But what really is important is actually bringing action behind that praise to actually do something with those words. Can you hear what I'm saying? In other words, anyone, any Joe Blow can stand up and just, oh, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. But their life can be as dead as a doornail. Their life can be non-productive. They can be scraping the bucket, survival mode all their life, but yet we're supposed to give them credit for just praising God. No. What we should do is mimic God, and if God creates, we create. Jesus said God said that Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren, which means he was a firstborn, and then we came right after him, which means we took the same pattern. He's our example. And so because of that, we look at what he does and we mimic what he does. And so when we're talking about these type of things in the kingdom of God, what brings God more glory is not you sitting on the pew praising God and falling out in the power of God. That's wonderful. But what brings God really the true glory is being God to somebody. Being God and doing what God does. Are you with me? Emotions come and go. Manifestation stays as long as we're on planet Earth. When you begin to manifest things in your reality, guess what? These things will stay until probably the day you die. Are you with me? Your emotion will be triggered and leave within seconds. But a manifestation of a thought that you've designed, you've co-created with God in your imagination, this will last. Are you with me? Because it has no choice under the kingdom universal law of manifestation that you reap what you sow, and what you begin to think upon begins to manifest in your reality. That, my friend, is mimicking God. And so you have the clay of your consciousness to begin to mold what it is you want to see your life look like. And what happens is we begin to hear from the Lord. We begin to know what God is saying to us to say, you know what? You're in that vibration. I want to be in the vibration of God in co-creating. How about you? I want to be in that vibration. I want to stand in that frequency where I'm vibrating the creativeness of God. And then when you begin to understand that, so you might say to yourself, well, okay, Jeremy, great, I got that, I love it. So, how do I start this new year? I'm glad you asked that question. So, here's what I want you to do. Is I put out a two teaching series. It's 2 full hours of really in-depth spiritual and natural revelation that will help you to be able to know what to do to jumpstart this year to begin to create, and this is going to help you, okay? These are going to be your tools of creativeness within this year and the rest of your life. And before I tell you these, let me give you a great example. Just last week, I did a life coaching session with a beautiful young lady. I'm talking spirit. I don't know what she looks like, the natural. Beautiful spirit. And when I was talking to her, we got to talking in the middle of our conversation, and she said, I've done a vision board every single year for the past 5 years. My life has been wonderful since I did that because I'm putting a vision out there. And then last year, 2017, I asked her about last year. She said, oh, it was devastating. It was horrible. This and this and this happened. I went through so much different just stuff. And all of a sudden I said, so last year, did you do a vision board? And she pondered for a moment. She said, you know what? I didn't. I actually forgot. The first time in years, I forgot to do a vision board. And guess what happened in her year of 2017, everything went crazy. Everything went crazy. Like if all hell broke loose in a person's life, it did for this lady. And all of a sudden, she popped back in two, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I did not do one. And when I the first time I didn't do one, I had a pardon my language, but a hellish year, you know." And so she instantly said, "You know what I'm doing? I'm getting off the phone, and I'm going to put my vision board together for 2018." So can we see a difference in what it does? Yes. How and why? Because God writes upon the tablets of our heart His own vision for ourselves. If it's important enough for God to write it on our hearts as a board, then guess what? How much more important is it that we begin to write out a vision for our lives on a natural board? Very important. And so if you want to know more about this, let me tell you something. Here's what you're going to do. I encourage you. We have sold, folks, yesterday, today, this whole week, we have sold nothing but just the creative power of a vision board all day long. My 2 teachings, all day long. It's called The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. 2 hours of teachings that are in-depth, revelatory. We have sold it like crazy. In fact, as I'm speaking to you, literally as I'm speaking to you, we just sold several of them since I've been doing this podcast. It's just nonstop because people want to know how to fix their life, how to create and correct and bring forth a vision, because God loves vision. When you begin to get it in your spirit and have a vision for God, having a vision for our lives, you'll get it. And so what I want you to do is this. Go to the website, identitynetwork.net. When you go there, okay, here's what you're going to do. In the search engine at the top of our website, identitynetwork.net, put in these 2 words, vision board. 2 words, vision board. Once you put in those 2 words, vision board, press the search button. The moment you do, it'll pull it up automatically. Now, these two teachings are hot items right now. I encourage everyone every year, please start your year off right with this. This is your spiritual medication, folks. Let me tell you something. I go into detail about frequency, what it does when you put something, when you post something, when you write something. I go into details of what it does spiritually and how it works and how it manifests in your reality. Folks, I'm one that is experienced in this. This has happened for me for years now. It does. It's happened to me for years. I don't brag about it. I could care less. I have nothing in my life to brag about, but I will tell you this. I owe nothing. I don't owe anything on my house. I don't owe any money, period. Zilch. Not even a dollar bill on my credit card, because I know how to master these things, to work the system, to create what I need, and I birth forth a vision and then create out of that vision. And I'm going to teach you how to do that in details. In details. So once you put in the words vision board, two words, press the search button. It'll pull it up automatically as a digital download, okay? And then it'll also give you the option beside it as hard copies. Now, the hard copies are $15.99, and the digital downloads are just $12, $12.99. I personally say start today and download these two teachings. Get the $12.99. It'll save you a couple dollars, but for $12.99, you'll get both two full-hour teachings of in-depth stuff on how to create a vision board, what to do, how it manifests, what it does in the spirit for your life, what it does in the natural, and I will recommend to you an actual vision board from Amazon in the teachings. And so if you want to call the office as well, once you process that, you can download them right then and there. If you want to call the office to say, I got to start my year off right. I've got to have the two teachings by Jeremy for $12.99 called The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. And once you do, man, my customer service is like, let me guess, you're calling for the vision board, because that's what they know to do now, because we've sold so many. And once you call them, they just say, I want to order The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. And it's $12.99, two teachings, and they'll process your payment, send you the link instantly to where you can download these two teachings and you can start listening to them automatically. And they'll go ahead and tell you on the phone, hey, let me tell you which one he recommends, and that way you can just go to Amazon and buy it within seconds. And, you know, if you want to do it that way. But I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. I mentor people. I mentor some of the biggest and the best. I mentor the richest and the poorest. And I'm telling you something. I've seen victory. I've seen folks economy increase. I have seen folks become joyful. I've seen people begin to have vision again. I've seen people have hope again to live. And you might say, really, just from a vision board? But it says to you, if it's just a vision board, then you're missing the point. To God, it's about putting out naturally what is in your heart. Of the deepest desire of your heart, you are projecting that outwardly to where everyone can see it. You can see it. Whoever comes in your house can see it, and they can read it. And guess what happens? Those powerful visuals and those words become life to you. And I'm going to prove to you, I'm not going to tell you now, but I'm going to prove to you how powerful it is and what it really does in the spirit. So I would encourage you, go right now and download The Creative Power of a Vision Board. And all you have to do is put in those two words, vision board, in the search engine. It'll pull it up automatically and download those two teachings right now, or give our office a call and order them now. All right. Hey, look, I'm so glad you guys tuned into our podcast today. Can you tell I'm excited? I'm excited for a brand new year, to know what's going to happen, how I can create it and work with God to figure out exactly what He's telling me, what I need to be doing. And then guess what? Watching the year explode before my very eyes, because it's going to happen. And you know what? It's going to happen for you as well. But once you get the tools, you want to see that explosion happen. So let me help you in causing your year to be the best year of your entire life. So thank you again for tuning into the podcast. God bless you. Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.